WildTalkRadio.com.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to WrestleTalk Radio, right here along the Wild Talk Radio Network, kicking off the program this evening with a very special remembrance. Just got word earlier this afternoon that the late, great Bobby the Brain Heenan has passed away. We here at the Wild Talk Radio Network, WTR Sunday Night, and everywhere else are remembering the late, great Bobby Heenan this evening. In the past, when we have had people pass away in the wrestling business, we have had somewhat somber occasions, somewhat somber shows. We're going to do something just a little bit differently at the very very start of the program tonight. We are actually going to take turns reminiscing and remembering some of the best things about Bobby Heenan that we can remember. And we're going to start with me remembering Bobby Heenan on the announce table alongside Gorilla Monsoon. If there was a better, more entertaining pair in professional wrestling, I have yet to hear them call a wrestling match. It was one of my absolute all-time encompassing favorite things about Bobby Heenan. Omega?
Yeah, I would agree with that. Bobby's probably my favorite guy on the announce booth ever. You know, not only because he was so quick-witted, because he was always ready with the perfect example, but just the styling that has never been matched. And I often, you know, if I complain about announcers in the past, it's always been because it's not as good as Bobby. You know, if you got a heel announcer who's just complimenting the heels and bashing on the faces, and they're not really playing to what they personally would like, they're just going with the motions, well, they're not being Bobby, and that's the bad thing. It's become the standard bearer for me when I judge most personalities, especially heel personalities, on the mic in professional wrestling. He was that good that he's just the baseline for any comparisons I could make to any heel that would ever hold a microphone.
Rock.
There was no one funnier than him. Like, simply, there was no one funnier than him on the microphone. He was so quick with it. Him and Gorilla, as Tim mentioned, I went on YouTube like an hour or so ago, and they have a bunch of primetime wrestling clips, and there's a lot of stuff on the network as well, but just finding some of the stuff, it's like the stuff they did on primetime wrestling with the phone and everything, like all the calls and stuff, it was great. And then you go later in his career with WCW and how they sort of phoned it in. But Bobby Heenan phoning it in is better than any color commentator in the last, 20 years, I would say, Lindsay?
I would agree with that.
So it's sort of like, yeah, it's sad he's gone. It's tragic, but at the same time, with all his health problems, I wouldn't say it's a good thing. He can finally rest easy, is the best way to put it.
No longer in pain.
No longer in pain.
Yeah.
Because you've heard all the stuff about him and whatever, all the health problems. And every time you would see a picture of him, it's like you see the old Heenan in him, but it's like you don't see the Heenan in him at the same time. But yeah, he was one of the best, and that's it.
Lindsay?
I started watching wrestling after he had, I think, retired. So sadly, I don't really have any memories of when he was active. But from what I do know of him, I have to admire his spirit, especially after he got so sick. because he just kept fighting and he just kept going through it. And it's like, no matter what they did to him or what they had to do to him to keep him going, he just came through it and he always fought through it. And he always had that same just attitude and spirit that was him. And that's what I always associated with him, was just that's who he was. So, very sad that that spirit's gone, because he seemed to have a lot of spunk in him and a lot of fire. And, but at the same time, you know, I know it's probably a relief to some people that he's no longer suffering and no longer in pain. So,
Brent.
To me, Bobby Heenan was the quintessential heel manager. When I grew up, you know, it was the era of Hulk Hogan being the tried and true face of the company, you know, red, white, and blue, the American way, everything. Heenan was the foil for him, no matter who he was facing, whether it was King Kong Bundy, Mr. Perfect. And I mean, you look at the stable that he managed at one point or another, that's Hall of Fame across the board. And just watching Heenan be exactly what you wanted out of a heel manager, as well as a heel commentator. And I mean, he has those quintessential lines of, no matter who he worked with, Tony Schiavone, Gorilla Monsoon, Vince McMahon, Gene Okerlund. He was perfect working across whoever he was paired with. And I mean, there's always the lines, you know, well, which side is he on, from WCW? And you kind of cringe at that moment. But also, I mean, that was Bobby Heenan. And, you know, it's hard when you grew up looking at him to see kind of what happened later on. But as Lindsay said, the spirit was still there. The fire and just the wit about him was there. And I just remember the one quote when he was diagnosed with cancer, the throat cancer. And I think it was along the lines of, Gorilla Monsoon couldn't shut me up, so neither will cancer. And it's just like, that's quintessential Bobby. And it was hard seeing him later in life and just the ravages that life took on him. But again, it's just, when you look back, you can just see he was everything that was good about the industry, and just being that icon that people just strive to, whether you're an announcer, whether you're a manager, whether you're anyone in the industry, you want to be to that level.
All right. And last but not least, Mike.
Well, the thing, oh God, Bobby the Brain Heenan, where do I begin? He was, Bobby the Brain, he was just a man of excellence. He was the reason why a lot of people wanted to be managers. If there was no Bobby the Brain, there'd be no Paul Heyman. If there was no Bobby the Brain, there'd be no, what, Vicky Guerrero. He had the mouth. He was dedicated to his craft. So my favorite memory actually would have to be his Hall of Fame speech, when he spoke from the heart and just, I hate to say it, but like told half of the wrestlers tales and whatnot. But Bobby the Brain will be missed. And as a wrestler, it kind of hits home that one of the great pioneers of wrestling passed away. So with that, Bobby, thank you.
Well said. Now, you look at it over the years and the decades in the wrestling business, the stable that Bobby Heenan managed was a veritable who's who of ultimate top-level heel wrestlers. I mean, just take a look at some of the names, Rock.
You go from, what, Andre the Giant was in the yep. group. I believe the Brainbusters, Arn Anderson.
Brainbusters were.
Yeah. So many names.
Ravishing Rick Rude.
Ric Flair, Mr. Perfect.
Yep.
Oh, God, everything he would do with when Rick was in WWE. Oh, my God.
Well, you know, you can just boil it down to just about every single top-level heel wrestler in the 80s and the 90s, except for the NWO, and even then members of the NWO were. They were at one point in time managed by the Weasel, Bobby the Brain.
Pretty much, yeah.
And as far as being able to deliberately and intentionally mangle the human language that we call English, Bobby was an absolute master at it. Some of the phrases and the twisted, mutilated words that he would come up with for descriptive purposes were enough to be worth the price of paying for a pay-per-view on its own.
And you believed every single word that came out of his mouth.
Oh, absolutely. It was great.
Even all the made-up words, that you believe they meant what he meant.
Yeah, and then some of the funnier things that he's gone through, like dressing up in the Weasel costume.
Oh, yeah. And he was willing to do just about anything to get his people over, to get himself over. And that's why he's Bobby the Brain Heenan. There's no one else going to be like him, ever.
If ever there was a professional manager school, like there is, Storm Wrestling Academy to teach the world's greatest professional wrestlers, all you'd have to do is run a 3-hour video clip of Bobby Heenan.
Yeah, pretty much.
But, you know, I just want to run through a bunch of quotes. Some of the things that he said, you know, a friend in need is a pest. What happened there? My monitor went out. And he would use that whenever the good guy was doing something or the bad guy was getting away with being the bad guy. Right. Oh, I didn't see it. The monitor went out.
Yeah. Whenever. Yeah. If someone cheats, he claims that he wasn't watching.
Yeah. Everybody loses sometimes. Unless you're Virgil, then you lose all the time.
That's still true today.
That's true today. That's enduring. You don't have to yell at me. I'm not blind.
He was great.
And then after that, actually saying something smart, he'd say, what, do you think this brain thing is a gimmick? If you ever had your moon salted, you'd know how painful that could be. You know what slows down a typhoon? Twinkies, Hostess Cupcakes. Just rattling off things that I can remember him saying. Stu Hart trained all his kids. Only 3 of them used a litter box.
That's very fitting today. Anyway, I'm not. Buy her shirt at www.shop.com.
But, you know, that's just a small example. And right now, it's always a sad occasion when we lose somebody, whether it's a family member, a close or a distant friend, or somebody that we feel connected and close to because we've been fans of that particular celebrity for any length of time. Bobby Heenan falls into that group, that extended family, if you will. And all I can tell you is after having gone through a personal tragedy back in January and then waiting until July to remember that person, the best thing to do is not mourn his passing, but enjoy the fact that he was there for us when he was, for the time that he was. Remember the humor. Even though he was this weaselly character, remember, it was a character. He was still one of the funniest guys in professional wrestling, Bobby the Brain Heenan. So at this time, we're going to take a moment of silence and then take a commercial break, and then we'll be right back with WTR Sunday Night.
WildTalkRadio.com. The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Becky Bayless.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Sound,
and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
You'd be a fool if you don't check out WCI Sunday night.
What the hell is this?
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Do you know what this means?
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
Do you want to be a slacker for the rest of your life?
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
Why do you keep calling me Calvin?
Heartbreak Mike.
Look, I don't want to mess with no reefer addicts, okay?
The Omega.
I'm afraid you're just too darn loud.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
He's an idiot. Comes from upbringing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network and on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and roll.
This is third generation female superstar Natty Neidhart.
I'm Austin Aries.
Don't stop listening or I will find you. I have Google Earth. I know where you live.
WTR Sunday Night.
And welcome everyone to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. After a couple weeks off for Labor Day and some personal circumstances, we are back in a big way because once again, it is WTR Fantasy.
Yeah, buddy.
We are back to drafting tonight.
Go, Tim, go! Go, Tim, go! Go, Tim, go!
He is his own biggest fan.
That so, wasn't me. That was the internet.
Sure.
Right.
Sure it was.
So he's already bragging about himself. Got it.
Mm-hmm. So, we have a packed house tonight as a result. Starters, I am the Omega, the be-all, end-all of our network. And from other parts of our network, we have, joining us tonight for the draft, the one and only Lindsay Ward.
Hello!
Also joining us tonight, we have the intern himself, Kane Kittens.
Hola.
Then we have our usual cast and crew here, starting with Heartbreak Mike.
My board is ready. We are ready to go.
And hosting the draft and participating, as always, we have our producer, Sir Rockin.
Yeah, this is tonight something special planned.
And, of course, the one who has to... Well, no, he's not. Let's just face it, he's not going to keep this shit on track. It's going to go off the rails immediately. The one and only Tim Stein.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad you didn't say that I was responsible for steering the ship.
No, that's my job.
No.
But this is where you want
that. Oh, I just want to clarify something. That had absolutely nothing to do with what happened, Omega. I swear to God. Uh-huh. I was going to make a joke about running us onto a reef.
Uh-huh.
I swear.
So
it's just like, wait a minute, no. Oh, shit.
Okay. So, the reason we have not been on the air for the last couple of weeks, Tim had some nail appointments he had to get to at 10 o'clock Eastern at Mountaintop.
Fuck off. Nail appointments.
Those pedicures are important, man. You gotta get them done.
All right, that's enough, you guys. Cut it out right there, okay? Unlike you kids, I was busy doing grown-up adulting.
Telling people to get off your lawn?
Get off my lawn. Shut up!
But we've all gathered here today for WTR Fantasy Season 5, starting tomorrow.
Played while I got laid.
And tonight's theme is a very special theme. It's called Intern's Doom.
What the fuck?
Intern's Doom.
What? I'm about to get screwed.
So every time the
intern... And not in the fun way, intern.
So every pick you make, you lose 2 points.
What? Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. You want to explain this to me?
Yeah, I need explanation, too.
Yeah, every pick you make, you lose 2 points, no matter what.
Every pick made, intern loses 2 points. Every pick we make, intern loses 2 points.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm on board.
Yeah, we good?
Oh, Jesus.
What?
Every pick we make, intern loses 2 points. It's the intern's doom.
So you're starting him in the hole?
Yeah.
Like negative 100 in the hole?
Yeah.
That's not fair.
That's why it's called intern's doom.
Apparently you're threatened by me.
Okay, no, we're just bullshitting.
Oh. Just the authorities version of, yeah, fantasy.
So that's not actually a thing, but you kind of bought into it, so I figured, hey, why not play it up?
Yeah, so, I figured.
So normal draft rules apply. We did the drawing last night. The draft order goes as follows.
I just disagree with the draft order. Right off the bat, I'd like to make that announcement.
Okay, motion is heard, and it's denied. So, it's Lindsay, Omega, myself, the intern, Tim, and Mike. That's the order. First round is...
Bullshit! No! Fuck that!
You get two picks. Remember, you get two picks in a row.
We, the black delegation, agree with that decision.
There you go.
The black delegation. Hey, stop with that racist crap. People might be listening.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people are listening. By the way, shout out to my staff, my colleagues that are helping me with this draft. They will be revealed very soon. They're actually in my vicinity as we speak.
So, as always, the first pick is the keeper round. So, Lindsay, you're up first. Who's your keeper?
Boo-boo.
Okay.
Just shocked to no one.
Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, I already absolutely deleted nobody. It. You know what? We could have picked Bray Wyatt for Lindsay.
Exactly. But we have to make it official. All right, Omega, who's your keeper?
We had a change since the last draft that I'm going to take full advantage of. I'm keeping Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose.
Because they are officially now listed as a team.
God damn it.
I am going to keep the Hardys, which in turn, you're up.
I'm going to keep Shinsuke.
Shit!
Damn, who are you keeping?
All of them. Except American Alpha.
And Austin Aries.
And Austin Aries. I'm not keeping him. He's kicked to the curb now. Shit. Who am I keeping? I'm looking at my list. It's going to be a couple of weeks before I see any results from this. But fuck you, I'm keeping Asuka.
Okay, so Tim is keeping Asuka. Mike, who are you keeping?
The phenomenal one.
No, he doesn't want to be on your team. I talked to him last night.
Whatever.
Alright, so now...
Whatever.
So now officially the first pick goes to Lindsay. Lindsay, who you got?
Undisputed Era.
The Undisputed Era comes off the board. That's the Adam Cole group for those wondering at home. Omega, who's your official first pick?
Bobby Roode.
Bobby Roode. Hmm. That's a good pick. Since we're going till December in this one, let's bring back Braun Strowman to the team.
Stop it. No. Don't pick Braun Strowman.
He's not finished with him.
I'm not finished with him. He was good in the squash era. Let's see what he does now. All right, intern, you're up.
I'm going to select Kevin.
Kevin Owens.
Kevin Dunn.
Kevin
No,
Dunn.
Fuck you, Omega.
Kevin Klein.
Kevin Nash.
Owens, you assholes.
Kevin Steen off the board. Okay, Tim, who are you keeping? Or who are you taking, rather?
Do I play it safe, or do I go out there a little bit? This is a tough one. You know what? I want to pick a tag team, and I want to pick Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns for 500, Alex. Go ahead, say it. You know, if I didn't do this shit, you'd
take half of
what's wrong with me.
You can take half of that.
You guys would be mad if I didn't do that. All right, I want Kevin Owens or Shinsuke Nakamura.
Rock, you're missing something.
I'm not missing anything. So, Tim, who are you taking?
You know what? I think I'll want to take Kairi Sane.
There you go. All right, Mike, you're up.
Hold on. I'm talking to the board. What do you want to do? I don't want him. All right. We're going to do this. We pick the New Day.
All right, Mike.
Panther power.
Oh, shit. That's right. Twice. We're going to go ahead. Let's go with Alexa Bliss.
Taking Alexa Bliss. Tim.
You know what? I'm picking Finn Balor.
Intern.
Sanity.
Taking advantage of the Sanity rule. Okay.
And just to make sure Nikki's part of that, right?
Yes.
The whole package.
Okay, cool. I've got female and tag team taken care of. Sweet.
If you look in the sheet, it does say all four. It's just the
cool.
People. Yeah. Let's see. That puts me on the board. He's gone away. Let's take Sasha Banks. Let's change it up. Sasha Banks.
I'm mad at you now.
Good. Omega.
Might as well clear my diva right now and go Charlotte.
Lindsay.
Let me take Nia Jax.
Okay.
Wow.
Who else you got?
It's ladies' night.
It's ladies' night. And I will take Aleister Black.
Omega.
I'm gonna hear Mike boiling right now.
You're fucking right.
Is that rage, Mike?
Cactus. Don't.
I think it counts.
You don't force it. Just let it happen. Oh, look who's still on the board. Do I go for three times in a row?
You might as well.
Do it.
Might as well take Roman.
I'm sure
I'll regret it one of these times.
I'm gonna take
Dun-dum. Dun-dum. Dun-dum.
I'm taking Carmella.
Fuck! Ooh, are you crazy?
In the Money in the Bank game.
There you go. Intern.
I think I'm going to have to go with the soon-to-be proud papa, The Miz.
Fuck!
He's boiling.
The delegation's not having a good night so far.
Fuck no!
Tim.
When's Chris Jericho due back?
When he gets his hairline back.
That made absolutely no sense, so it's nothing I didn't expect coming from you, jackass. Just saying. How the hell did I win with that lineup initially? Holy cow. That's just impressive. Samoa Joe.
Fuck.
We are killing the delegation tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Oh, this is awesome.
All right, delegation, you're up. You got two picks. Go.
Oh, fuck. Hell yeah. All right. So, let me ask the delegation. All right. So, what do we want to do? What do we want
to do? Nigga, you're supposed to help me out in this shit.
Don't tell anybody that he's talking to himself, okay?
Actually, no, I'm not. What we're going to do, we're going to go with... Was gender taken?
No.
I will take gender.
You dumb shit.
All right, Mike, keep going.
fuck. All right, what do we want? We want a tag team? Nigga, you can answer. Shit.
Mojo Rising.
Fuck no.
Did so great for me.
Yeah.
Do it.
Let's do Drew.
Who?
Drew McIntyre.
Oh, Drew Gulak. Screw off, you bastard.
Okay, yeah. So Drew Gulak's off the board.
Got it.
Drew McIntyre, fuck that.
Brent.
No, Tim.
Oh, Tim, right, Tim.
Yeah, don't skip me, because I'm next, bitch. The white delegation picks Randy Orton.
You can have Randy Orton.
You can have him.
Yeah, not get much wider than that.
You can have Randy.
But I pick, because I ain't the white delegation. See what I did there?
Oh,
no. Pick is
take no, that should count. That should count.
Intern, you're up.
I'm going to take the NXT Braun Strowman, Lars Sullivan.
Good, okay. Good pick.
Interesting.
So I'm up, which means let's take Benjamin and Gable.
Ow. Okay.
Hmm. Yeah, well, all right, yeah. Bastard. You old bastards for picking the people that I want to pick.
Omega.
God, they feel like risks, but they're... Hmm. You know, just for the sake of having him, let me have Brock.
Lindsay.
I guess I'll take the Universal Champion. I don't know.
Let me have Ms. Taraj.
Okay, and?
And let me have Andrade Cien Almas.
Omega.
Bearing those off the board. Give me Roderick Strong.
Breezango. Brent.
There's someone that you left off the list, and I'm going to take them this year again. Ember Moon.
I will kill you with a spoon.
Hey, yeah, she was not on the list. How about that?
No, she wasn't. And I noticed that, and I'm like, I'm going to sneak this one in.
There you go. Good job.
After this, Mike's new delegation tonight will be Jack and Daniels.
Nigga, what the hell? You think I'm drinking now?
Right. Ember Moon's not even on my list.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I said. And I had her last time around, so I figured, what the hell? Maybe I can keep her healthy this time.
Shit.
Tim.
There are three names out there that I'm scared of shit to pick.
Blake, Murphy, and Summer Rae. Got it.
Ah! Pissed off.
What? I would be scared to pick them.
Yeah, well, okay, no, that is a point. I haven't got my tag team yet, do I?
Nope. No.
Damn it, who am I going to pick?
The Singh Brothers.
Fuck you too?
I think you should take the Ascension.
Of course you think that, because that way you're not going to be tempted to make that mistake either.
I mean, you have a personal connection with them.
Yeah, and right now I can't say something that would be somewhat nasty about my buddy Apocalypse.
To be fair, To be fair, the last time we goaded you, it didn't work out too bad.
Yeah, well, this time, I know better, because it's the Ascension, even though I am honestly, for those people who, and you know who you are listening, I'm not saying anything nasty about Apocalypse. I've got my tag teams narrowed down to three, and I don't know which team I want to pick out of three.
Well done. Anyway, Tim, what's your pick?
Why are you guys like laughing? You're showing each other something that you're keeping from me? What?
No.
No. All right. Make your pick, Tim.
I don't trust you guys now.
You shouldn't.
Explain yourself.
Just keep going, Tim. Make a pick.
You're making me mad. Don't make me mad. You wouldn't like me when I'm mad.
Keep going, Tim. Make a pick.
Fudge. The Hardy Boys.
I kept them already.
You kept the Hardy Boys?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember you saying you kept the Hardy Boys.
Isn't there like a 30-second limit?
Yeah, these long.
When does that ever apply to Tim?
It never applies to Tim, so forget it.
Auto draft.
Yeah, I shall do Gallows and Anderson. Assholes.
Intern. No, oh, that's Mike. Yeah,
it's Mike.
I'm reading this.
Are we? Hold on. Excuse me, 1 second. Are we going to the level? Are we going to the level? We're going on the Neville level.
And with who?
And with the Neville level, we're gonna also pick. We're gonna pick Emma.
Bigger.
What'd you say?
I said Taker.
Oh, okay. Lost you say something else.
We good,
Tim? You're up.
Yeah, what the hell? I'll pick Rusev.
You can have him.
He's going the Omega strategy.
No, I've decided I don't give a fuck no more.
Intern.
I'll go with my heart, Becky.
Where's your heart getting you before?
It's okay.
No, it's not the heart in his chest. It's the other heart.
Thank you. Wait, who did Tim take?
Oh,
Tim took
Rusev.
Rusev.
Oh yeah, that's right. Got it.
Who to take? Let's take Johnny Gargano.
I was wondering if anybody had taken him yet.
Rage.
Oh my god.
There we go.
Hang on a second. Okay. Jeez, I should have been keeping track of who I've got. So I'm trying to remember who's on what brand. I'll take a Hail Mary play and pick the Authors of Pain.
Fate and Seven.
Okay. Oh my god. Those are
no,
those
Lindsay
are,
again.
No.
I hate you.
No, she did it right.
No, she did it right. They aren't listed as a tag team.
You're right. My bad.
They are going individual.
Wait a minute.
Because, who did you take,
Lindsay?
Tyler fucking Bate.
Bate and Seven. Because, you know, one coupling on NXT TV a tag team does not make, even though they're a tag team on the
Am I up?
Yeah,
Omega, you're up.
Oh, we have a be right back from the host. Okay.
Omega, you're up.
I know I'm up. Our host is be right back.
He's stalling.
Why couldn't this have happened on one of Tim's picks? He would have had plenty of time. Yeah, we're getting into the consideration phase of the draft. Order pizza, get a drink, go to the bathroom, do whatever you need to do. Don't get this shit in the NFL draft, I'll tell you that.
Because most of them have catheters. Well, since he's gone, how about that super?
Wait a minute, why don't you just pick?
Because he's not here to record it.
Yeah.
I'm keeping track just in case.
Yeah.
I'm talking about you.
Yeah, I know, but intern is also keeping track.
I know, I'm talking to the intern.
Yeah, he's saying shit about me. It's fine.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Yeah, if I'm saying something disrespectful and insulting someone's intelligence, I'm talking to the intern.
That's okay.
Good. He finally came back.
He's back. Don't worry about it. Go ahead, make your damn pick.
Omega's pick is
Natalia.
Really? Okay.
Fuck.
It's a good pick. Maybe.
Maybe.
Or it could be a really bad
pick. Anyone? Let's face it. Anyone with anyone in the women's division right now is a risk outside of Asuka.
Fair enough.
That's
touche.
You better not.
Cesaro.
Oh my God.
Cesaro and Sheamus.
Fuck. one pick away.
All right, Brent.
Iconic duo.
You can have them.
Okay, Tim.
They're going for a belt.
Who'd you pick?
He picked Royce and Kay.
Okay. Wait, who picked Sanity?
I did.
You're just... Yeah.
Apparently, I always have your team.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, I'm going to pick, just for shits and giggles, Hideo Itami.
But you better luck with him than I have with him.
There will be no giggles.
If you look at the theme of Tim's, he's very New Japan, or just Japan, rather, I should say, with his team.
All right, and Bulgaria.
And Bulgaria. Well, there's the one exception.
I think he's turning Japanese.
He's going the United Nations.
I really think so.
Oh, God.
All right, Mike. Two picks.
Are we picking the first one? All right. You picking the first one? the tag team.
All right, we're going to go with the Usos.
And
the second one? Fuck.
I want to know who's helping you with your picks, Mike.
I will.
Johnny and Walker.
No.
Magic 8 Ball.
Shut the fuck up.
Random thing picker.
Random thing picker. Random thing picker.
One of these times the random thing picker has to be in the draft.
Oh, that'd be interesting as all hell.
We're trying to figure out somebody else.
Near impossible the way the random thing picker is set up to be able to do that, though.
Well, someone would have to go through and clear out all the... Fuck it.
I'm gonna go ahead and support the black cause. Jason Jordan.
Okay. Tim.
Well, I think I'm gonna pick somebody.
Yay.
Go you.
We know you can do it.
Come on.
Shit. Who the hell am I gonna... Who picked Jason Jordan?
I did.
I knew somebody picked Jason.
Literally a minute ago.
Well, it's not like I pay attention to him. Come on.
He's only the black guy.
Mick Squeeze Me?
That's not why I won't pay attention to him, but you know what? Here's a bigger shovel, dig a deeper hole for your damn self. I like Mike.
Oh, God.
Poor Lindsay's getting a headache.
Mike and Matt in the chat room goes, going to pick, go pee. It'll take Tim that long to make a pick.
Jesus.
If you're lucky.
Cassius Ohno. How many more picks do we have?
There's one more pick each after this round. Intern.
No. Fuck it. They are probably on the comeback trail. TM61.
Okay, I'm going to take Pete Dunne.
Fuck!
I think that's full out rage right now.
Yeah. I would assume that's rage. Omega.
My points bitch is still on the board, but I feel like he's expended.
Just so you know, Rock, everybody in the delegation wants to jump you now, so.
You have a chance to draft him, like, every time.
You've had nine chances to draft
him. Yeah. Well, see, you shut your mouth. Shut your mouth, okay? Shut your mouth.
Oh, you could have grabbed him first
off. Shut your mouth.
But instead, he took Jordan and Emma, so.
I know, right? He wasted picks on Emma.
Fuck off. All of you. Next.
Ruby Riott.
Lindsay.
Let's go with Asuka.
Taken.
Hardy pick.
Oh, Taken? I'm sorry.
Tim's retention.
She was the keeper
for Tim. A rare non-Tim.
Wow.
Tim's retainer.
I didn't get them all in the start, so I'm sorry. I apologize. Then I will take, since he did me so well the last time, Titus O'Neil. Thank you, Omega.
You're welcome.
And...
Hold on. Omega.
Nope, she gets two picks.
Oh, no.
Go ahead, Omega.
So, this is round 10?
Yes.
Last, oh, God.
Last pick for everybody.
Oh, here we go.
Mm-hmm. So we're not doing sabotage again.
So you can all take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I lost Rotor one whole relax. Point with sabotage.
No, we're just going to fuck you straight to your face.
No. No, this is something I tentatively call WTR high risk draft. This is real simple. There's no blind emails, no hidden things or anything. Your last pick is worth double.
Oh.
They cost you just as much, they gain you just as much.
High risk, high reward.
Now with that information, Lindsay.
Wait,
who's... Think about this for a second. Shit. Lana.
Omega.
I don't think there's any genders left on the board that are going to sweep this one.
Baron Corbin.
God, he's so far in the doghouse right now. You know what? I will play it safe and take Ellsworth.
Everyone's going manager.
They trying to play it safe.
I don't get them at all. But it's, what, WTR high risk?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that means profits. Let's go Street Profits. In turn.
Damn.
There's strategy now.
You can go with the old reliable Triple H movement.
Really, you're dropping that?
Mm-hmm. Why not?
God damn you all. I'm gonna go. I don't know if he's gonna be around till December, but John Cena.
Big with No Mercy coming up. Could lose a lot of points. All right, Tim.
I'll just grab Kalisto.
You can have him.
I remember the last WTR Fantasy, you guys were saying that a lot to a lot of my picks, and I'm like, wound up winning, so. Okay.
That would require Kalisto to be on TV.
But when he shows up to break up a Brock Lesnar bra, double points.
Right? Hell, dude, you should have thrown Adam Pearce on here just for that.
Saving Vince McMahon's ass. All right, Mike.
Yeah, can we put...
Go ahead.
Can we put Joey Mercury on?
He doesn't have a job there.
Oh.
Jamie Noble does.
Jamie Noble.
Yeah, Noble's who I'm thinking of. He's in it. He's in every pull apart.
Got all these choices, Mike.
What do you want? What do you want to do? You sure? Alright. We're gonna take big oily, big black breakfast. We're gonna take the big Mr. Money in the Bank, Baron Corbin.
So he has a interesting, he's got a Hell in the Cell match.
So there you go. Good job. Good job, Tim.
Somebody just got their ass electrocuted.
And that was you. Anyway, that's WTR Fantasy High Risk.
Mm-hmm.
High Risk, High Reward. Here this time. It goes from tomorrow until the last pay-per-view of the year, which I believe is Clash of Champions.
Yep.
Unless they change it to a WCW name that could be coming soon, even though that was a WCW name at one point. But back then it had a the in the middle of it. So, yeah, I say we take a break, Tim, and get on with the rest of the show.
Absolutely. We're gonna take our first official real timeout of the evening here, everybody, and then come back with WTR Pick'em, previewing, of course, No Mercy. And announcement, we've got a prize to give away. We'll give you details on the other side of this timeout. Don't go anywhere. Get ready to play Pick'em. We'll be right back.
Woo! On those Saturdays when kids go out and play, yo, I was up in my room, I let the stereo play. Was it faded?
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. And I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, you're going to put something on that list. Why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday nights, The Rock lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin, as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rock. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
The Rack Extra gets a little Bella in the form of Total Bellas. Join us each week as we review the latest happenings going on in the world of the Bellas.
I feel like I'm trapped, like living in a padded cell.
Check out The Rack Extra, Total Bellas Weekly at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a gift bang or something.
Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs to end. End of the world Gangnam style.
Weird shit becomes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I don't... I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot, but...
Watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck? Oh, I thought the people were going to be showing at the party. Oh, you done the style over here.
That's a horse you have, that's a horse you have. Oh, not the pelvic thrust. Is that Mr. Sulu in the sky? Oh, they're riding that pony.
Right on.
That 800 million. Oh, I'm scared for the future.
Yeah.
This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock. I'm gonna wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Hey, Margarita!
Oh, I hated that song. Rock, I think you just replaced the song in my head with the worst song. Now I'm watching some Hispanic dude do it in my head. Oh, now it's being cross-referenced with the guy, the Asian dude. Oh, they're having a mess. Macarena.
Margarita style?
Margarita style.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
Hi, everybody. This is good old J.R. Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer.
Business is about to pick up here.
And you're tuned in to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
It's going to be a slobber knocker.
I made an ocean to take me away. Back to strawberry fields and a god that was real till they took my sunshine away. I'm a liar at night, I'm a fighter by day, I'm a rolling thunder on the back of the rain, I'm the smoke in your lungs, I am.
And welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Live here on Wild Talk Radio Network. I think Tim electrocuted himself.
Technical difficulties somewhere.
Somewhere. In Canada. I figured he would have responded by now. Anyway, hi everybody. Welcome back to the show. Hope you all enjoyed I'm working on it, Tim. Anyway, as he makes the noises. So,
Did I make noises? I made noises.
Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back to WTR Sunday Night right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Also streaming Simulcast Live on the TuneIn app on your mobile device. Download it 100% free. Search Wild Talk Radio Network. You can listen to us on the go wherever you may be. There. Okay. Where were we?
Can I talk now?
Go ahead.
Okay, so tonight is WTR Pick'em. Y'all know the drill by now. Whoever gets the most correct wins. Well, here's the thing. Winning this time gets something cool. We've talked about it with Brian Shields this past Thursday night on the rack. We told you before on the rack what's going on, since this show hasn't been around to do so. But we're officially telling you tonight what the prize is. Tim, what's the prize?
The winner is going to receive not just a copy of the Ric Flair, Charlotte Flair biography book. What's the name of it, Rock?
Second Nature, available this Tuesday in fine bookstores everywhere. You want to know more about the book? Go listen to our interview with Brian Shields, now available at rockradioshow.com.
Yeah, but here's the awesome thing about this.
And I'm holding up the book as I plugged it.
Yeah, they can see that. It's autographed, guys. Guess who autographed it? Rick and Charlotte Flair.
How about them apples?
And you are getting the book. The winner will have the book mailed to them by...
Not us.
By the people who are releasing the book. They were generous enough to say, listen, you want one for a giveaway? We're going to do this. Give us the name and the address of your winner, and we will mail it to them anywhere in North America.
To do this officially, the fine folks over at St. Martin's Press were gracious enough to give us a signed copy of the book, Second Nature, and you, the people out there, will benefit from it. All you gotta do is win WTR Pick'em. We're gonna give you the list of matches that are currently announced now. You stay tuned to the Facebooks, facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork, or all the Twitters, and when we put out the full card thing, and with all the tiebreakers, and enter. Simple. Easy. You have until 3 p.m. on Sunday, Eastern, to get your picks in.
Which is 1 o'clock Mountain Time.
So, that's all you got to do. You can win a signed copy of Second Nature, the dual biography of Rick and Charlotte Flair.
How's that for cool?
I've read the book. It's an awesome book. You all enjoy it. It will tug at the heartstrings a little bit, but you get a lot of behind-the-scenes information as well. So, get ready. You can win a copy of this book. Hosts are not eligible to win a copy of the book, just so it's clear.
And in this instance, I'm not going to complain.
So there you go.
I have a reason to not complain. I'm not going to tell you the reason I'm not complaining.
For the first time ever, Tim has no past winners can win. Matt, you can win a copy of the book. Enter the contest.
Yeah, here it is. We don't have contests every single goddamn day of the week like radio stations. We don't have one every week of the month. So the 30-day rule does not apply with us. If you've won before, you can win again.
You can win. Winning a copy of From the Man Kitchen and winning a copy of Second Nature, two different things.
Now, I could almost see that as a veiled shot. Thanks.
No, one's a small cookbook. One's an autographed copy of a Charlotte and Ric Flair book.
Hold on. The cookbook's autographed. That's got to mean something.
It did. It meant a lot to Jobber. Anyway.
Yeah, I guess Jobber didn't hate the book. He actually paid for one.
He actually bought one. You go to mankitchentv.com, you can buy a book as well.
Yes, please buy my cookbook because my job's in jeopardy and I need the money.
Anyway, well, Matt, go buy one.
What did Matt say?
I take a second copy of the new cookbook. Go buy one. Mankitchentv.com. Go buy one. Go buy 10. It's a great Christmas gift.
It's a great gift. I mean, just give it to people who need to know how to cook, for crying out loud. It teaches them how to cook.
Actually,
it's easy recipes. They're good. It's good food. I mean, I could make a phone call right now and ask somebody who's seen the book if it's a good book, and she will say, oh, hell yeah, get the damn book.
In fact, you could buy 8 copies of the book, give one out for each night of Hanukkah. That simple.
Only if you're Jewish. I mean, I'm not Jewish, so Hanukkah doesn't mean anything to me. It just sounds like the noise you make when you sneeze.
Anyway, let's get into WWE No Mercy, which airs next Sunday on the WWE Network.
Go.
All right. Neville versus Enzo Amore for the Cruiserweight Championship, Omega.
Yeah, Neville.
Why Neville?
Because Enzo Amore.
The moment Enzo Amore wins that championship, we're going to play this audio back, and you're going to look stupid. He's this year's Jinder. All right, it would be the same year.
That's why everybody was champing at the bit to pick him for fantasy.
I know, no. Yeah, I was half surprised that he wasn't picked. All right, Mike, who you got?
We're going to choose Neville. Points, 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 points. That's why.
Tim?
You know what? To hell with it. He's my Jinder Mahal. I'm picking the certified G.
And the random thing picker?
Actually picked Neville.
So 3 smart picks and one.
And then mine. Go ahead, say it.
You said it for me, so there you go. Finn Balor, Bray Wyatt. Mike.
Fuck. Finn.
I think someone else is already doing that, but you can get in line if you want.
No, shut up.
Omega.
God, Bray needs the win so goddamn bad.
Well, see, the problem with it is that I want Bray to win, but most likely it's kind of to the point of the good guy defeats the... Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to back Bray at this point. He doesn't do anything to back up all of his spooky talk.
And I really think that he would have been better to stay on SmackDown, but know how that goes.
No, I'll take Balor.
I'll pick Finn for and points.
For points. And what about the random thing picker?
Picked Bray.
Up next on the list, Fatal 4-Way for the Raw Women's title, Alexa Bliss, Sasha Banks, Nia Jax, and Emma. Mike.
Fuck!
Are we back to drafting?
No.
Feels like it. It really feels like it.
On the way that this match is. Alexa Bliss retains.
Omega.
Oh, man, there's if factors here.
Bobby's not in the match.
No, I'm thinking, do you really... No, we'll go with Alexa.
Tim.
Oh, I'm torn, and it hurts. I will pick Alexa Bliss, and random thing picker picks Nia Jax.
Wow.
Okay, that's fine. Now back to Mike. Who takes the pinfall in this match? Tiebreaker number 1.
Oh, so we're doing tiebreakers? Okay.
Because we're giving away a book, so, you know, we need tiebreakers.
It's fine. It's fine. Fuck. Honestly, that's going to be a little bit difficult. You know what? No.
Ow. Do you want to go with the delegation, or?
See, the delegation, I have already said it. Emma's going to take the pinfall, but it kind of sucks, but we got to face reality.
That's where he's choosing Emma. Omega, who's taking the pinfall?
God, that's such an easy answer, isn't it?
Is it too easy?
I know, like, it feels weird as a tiebreaker because it just feels like she's there just for the sake of giving her something to do. So, of course, she's going to take the pinfall. I'm trying to think of the other... You know what? Just for fun, I'll say Sasha takes the pinfall.
Tim?
I want to say Emma, but something tells me I'm not allowed to.
You can say whatever you choose.
Okay. I'm going to say Nia takes the pin.
And what is the random thing picker say?
This is an actual tiebreaker now. My God.
Hope you all are smart out there. Just don't take Emma, everyone. Because that would suck. Why have multiple tiebreakers?
Random thing picker said Alexa Bliss will get pinned. Random thing picker can do that because random thing picker said that Nia Jax wins.
Okay, good. Up next, we have the tag team titles. Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins take on Cesaro and Sheamus. Omega.
No, my team retains.
The Shield. Mike.
Well, two-thirds of it.
Two-thirds of it.
The Shield.
The Sheet. Shield 2.0.
Yep.
Okay, yep, it's an answer.
That's like, yeah, it's so far it's unanimous, I agree.
Okay, and the random thing says what?
The random thing keeps it unanimous and agrees with us.
Okay. John Cena, Roman Reigns. Omega.
God, see, this is the same reason I didn't take Cena in the draft. I don't know how long he's there for, which kind of determines how this is going to play out.
He's going to help further kill your favorite franchise of all time.
Oh, right. He's in Transformers. At the very least, it's not a Michael Bay helmed movie. Thank God.
Who's in Transformers? What?
Cena.
He's in the new Bumblebee version of it.
Okay. I thought I was hearing things, but apparently not. So is he playing the jacked up older brother?
We don't know. It takes place.
To Marky Mark?
No, it takes place in the past. So
oh, that's why characters. I said older. That's why I said older brother.
No, it's different. It's a different cast. No, you know, let's stick to team loyalty here and go with Roman.
I mean, these promos have been on fire, Mike.
They've been cutting each other's throat, but Roman. I hate to say it.
Tim, do you hate to say Roman Reigns?
Roman Reigns is not Baron Corbin, so John Cena's going to do the job and put him over.
But is that best for business?
They think
when
it
they're
is.
Desperately trying to get Roman over still? Yep, probably.
Okay, so the random thing picker thinks what is best for business?
Roman Reigns.
We all knew this thing was fucked up. Anyway.
Who did Mike take?
He took Roman.
Just wanted to clarify that. Somebody in the chat room.
The intern.
Must be the intern.
The Universal title's on the line. Brock Lesnar, Braun Strowman, Omega.
I had my choice of which monster to pick. I will stick with my pick, because Brock is only Brock as long as he is indomitable.
Mike?
Bork Laser.
Still only me gets that reference.
You notice it loses its humor every time it's said.
Yeah, I'm picking Bork Laser.
And there's, now it's dead. Random thing picker.
Braun Strowman.
So there you go.
Tiebreaker.
I'm getting
to
that.
Getting to it. Yeah.
How many suplexes will Brock Lesnar hit on Braun Strowman, Mike?
5.
Omega?
8.
Tim?
6.
I don't think we can ask the random thing picker this.
Well, you know what? Give me a number range. From 1 to what?
1 to 20.
Okay, hang on.
Let's be fair. 15 is the record.
Well, this is going to be a super huge match, so it may go for 20. Biggest feat of all time if he's going to, you know, kill Braun Strowman. We add the 1, carry the 4.
Just keep killing time while I finish punching in the numbers. Okay, random thing picker says 16.
It'll be a record-breaking match.
Braun's going to do a lot of jumping.
So, there you go on that. Officially, remember, you go to facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork. You can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at WTR Sunday Night, at Rock Radio Show, on Twitters, or facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork, facebook.com/Rock Radio Show, or facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night. You can put your picks there. We'll see them. Simple as that. You got until Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Mountain to get your picks in. Wait until we officially put out the sheet for everyone to make your picks on the social medias, because we know WWE, they like to add matches on Fridays. So, be patient. Y'all have a chance to enter. With that, see y'all time greatest.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All time greatest.
Well, whoopsie freaking do.
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
Stop us now!
Legion of Doom or Bret the Hitman Hart Omega?
We're getting to the point where it's all good themes.
Yep.
I like the Legion of Dooms. It's heavy. It's gritty. It suits two guys who just came off the road wearing spikes and face paint. Works well. I just like Hitman's theme better. I like the sound better. It sounds more unique. It just always hit my ear a little bit better.
Mike.
What do you think? Bret Hart or we're thinking we'll do the Legion of Doom. The thing of it is that I like the Legion of Doom, and then you have once you hear the guitar riff from Bret, you already know there's going to be a good match. But then it's like when you hear What a Rush, somebody going to get beat. So I have to go with Legion of Doom.
So, Tim, who are you picking?
Well, when you hear What a Rush, you know Mel Gibson's going to go out looking for gasoline.
Oh, God.
At Flames Forums.
Please.
I'm sorry. I love Legion of Doom, and they're great guys. Really, really fun to sit down and chat with. And share a beer while they tell you a few stories really quietly because they're very soft spoken. But their music is just it's something out of Road Warrior, one of the Road Warrior movies. And here's the thing: the whole idea is the characters are straight out of one of the Road Warrior movies. When I hear their that opening riff, What a Rush, and then their song, I'm picturing a Mad Max movie. When I hear Bret Hart, I see in the back of my mind, I can see Bret walking down that tunnel with that kid yelling out, Bret! And, you know, it's just what hits me. And it's the iconism of Bret's song. I'm picking Bret's entry music, not because it's Bret Hart, but because of the imagery that it conjures up.
So Matt will get this. So he made an iconic pick, Matt. Just for reference. Anyway, Bret Hart moves on.
Everybody's got a price. Everybody's gonna pay. Cause the million.
All right, Mike.
So the way that the delegation is dancing to Real American, we're going to go with Real American.
I just had it figured out that the delegation is a cat.
No, actually it's not.
I'm not sure it was the cat that I heard say, ooh, what a rush in the background a minute ago.
I'm about to say, if that's the case, I will take the cat to the vet.
I am not
take it to Hollywood. You take it to Hollywood,
right? You don't take it to the vet.
I'm not going to make the obvious joke.
Stop it. Hulk Hogan.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there are two quintessential wrestling themes, but it's Real American. God, I've known that song my whole life. It's very, very hard for me to pick against it, and I'm not going to pick against it here.
Tim.
Not that my vote matters any anymore, but I'm picking for the Million Dollar Man.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan moves on. So his vote matters. Tim, you're first.
Also Sprague Zarathustra.
Say that three times fast.
Are you daring me to?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
No.
Thank you.
Also Sprague Zarathustra. Also Sprague Zarathustra. Ha! See? I did it.
That wasn't English. Anyway.
It's German, you nitwit.
No, the language came out of your mouth. It's not even English. Words. Not understandable.
All complaints go where?
Thank you for the sounds of E.T. giving oral sex. Now, will you pick, please?
By the way, all complaints go to @thewtroreo.
Defec?
I picked.
Okay, you're on Flair. Omega.
The battle of the classic music. I think there's something about Ric Flair's theme also associated with 2001 Space Odyssey's, you know, legendary scenes.
It's the title song to the movie.
I know, but I'm saying it elevates the song in my head a little bit more. There's a grand nature to the song. So like, see, the unfortunate thing is that outside of professional wrestling, you know, when I think of Ric Flair's theme, I think of 2001 Space Odyssey, you know, and I think of, you know, heavy sci-fi concepts and the monolith and all this imagery. And then outside of wrestling, when I think of Macho's theme song, I think High School Graduation, which makes it which skews it a little bit. So it might be that playing it to my head, but I think Rick's theme fits him better. I will go with Rick.
Mike.
Will you see? You got the pomp and circumstances, and then you got the great Zarathustra. The Macho Man Randy Savage versus the Nature Boy Ric Flair. You know, those both two competitors, they're the cream of the crop. But I gotta give it to the Nature Boy, Ric Flair.
Everybody say amen.
time, it's time for Mike to make a come up.
Well, Mike kind of can't make, well, he can't. Fuck it. Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Omega.
It's time for Vader to leave the great debate. All time greatest, rather.
God.
Yeah. It's a good theme. Mm-hmm. Doesn't compare to the Hot Rod.
Tim.
Oh, it's the Hot Rod.
So there you go. Now before we go, Omega, what's the best thing you saw on TV this week?
You're gonna have to skip me.
Doesn't have to be wrestling. Anything you saw that was positive?
My TV wasn't on until Friday night. I've seen nothing.
Okay, the sunshine. Good. Mike, best thing you saw this week?
Dragon Ball Super.
And Tim, best thing you saw this week?
WWE SmackDown.
Why WWE SmackDown?
It's just the whole show was really, really good with the final bit of it, Kevin Owens kicking the living shit out of Vince McMahon. That should tell you right there Vince's belief in the great KO, because he only lets certain guys kick the shit out of him. And the certain guys that have been able to kick the shit out of Vince McMahon are the guys that have gone on to be top draws in the company. And that's where their faith in Kevin Owens is right now. Vince, at 70 years old, letting himself get split open the hard way on the forehead?
Supposedly it wasn't the hard way.
Actually, it was. The rest of it was protection from hell, but that was actually a hard way.
Not the report I saw.
Do I need to hit the debate sounder again? Are we good? Anyway. There you go.
Don't wait for me to respond. I'm busy drinking.
That's another edition of WTR Sunday Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, it's another edition of the Raw Post Show. We'll recap everything that goes down on Monday Night Raw. Tuesday night, it's WTR Sims at its brand new start time, 11:15 p.m. Eastern. Because, you know, there's no more talking smack. So we can start earlier. So, what we were doing on WTR Sims this week? Tune in and find out. We're like 4 weeks out from the brand new season of WTR Sims. Because, you know, the new video game comes out. So check it all out. Twitch.tv/RackRadioShow for WTR Sims. Thursday night, it's The Rack. 10 p.m. Eastern. Go back and listen to last week's episode with Brian Shields as we talk all things Second Nature. We also talk the Mae Young Classic and so much more. This week we'll have the pay-per-view, we'll have the SmackDown, we'll have NXT, and everything you can expect. Doing picks. I'm doing plugs, Tim.
Jesus.
Because you were drinking, so I was just moving things along. Anyway, so check it out, 10 p.m. Eastern. Check out The Rec Extra Total Bellas Season 2, Episode 2 now available. Episode 3 will be available on Thursday morning. Follow the show on Twitter, at Rack Radio Show, Facebook, Stitcher, iTunes, YouTube, Twitch, Tumblr, Instagram, all Rack Radio Show. You going to chime in now, Tim, or can I just keep going?
You might as well keep going.
Saturday night, midnight-ish, it's another edition of the weird, the wacky, the unusual.
Yeah, you see, you already screwed it up.
No, that's the plug. So
yeah, but you got to throw in some kind of crazy impro.
Want to know who the greatest Jew of all time is? Go back and listen to last night's episode where we determine who is the all-time greatest Jew. Because the Jewish New Year is on Wednesday. So check out C-Radio every Saturday night. Midnight of C-Radio live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. Hashtag blame Rob when the celebrity dies. Sunday night, we're back for at 11 p.m. Eastern for WTR Sunday night. WTR Sunday night on the Facebook and the Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Did I cover
immediately following the pay-per-view.
You happy now, Tim?
I suppose.
Go ahead. Your turn, Tim.
Well, you can follow me on the Twitter machines if you haven't yet. Check me out on Twitter at my Twitter handle, Flames Forums. follow the Wild Talk Radio Network at Wild Talk Radio, and keep up to date with Wrestle Talk Radio at WTR Sunday Night, all on the Twitter. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, like one join the other, facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night.
Before we go to Omega, and Omega has many plugs, we stop liking the post now from Thursday. The show aired. Like the archive post. We stop liking the post about the book and stuff. Thank you, Twitters. It's getting a lot of likes and retweets still. It's been days. It's blowing up on Twitter. Anyway, Omega, you have plugs.
Mm-hmm. So, you want to follow what I have been up to? You can check me out pretty much anywhere online that has the name TJ Omega, other than Facebook, where you can find me at TJ Reviews. Everywhere else, TJ Omega is the Twitter handle. TJ Omega is the YouTube channel, which will be getting back to full speed after an impromptu and unexpected hiatus. And for all things that YouTube does not like me posting, you can find them over at tjomega.net.
Mike.
All right, everybody. For those of you that have really enjoyed what's going on, you can follow me on the Twitter page at the WTR Oreo. You can also look at my Facebook. I have a thing. Facebook page. Look up United Wrestling. I also like to thank my delegation, Rocky Phoenix and Eddie Brooks. Thank you all for being my delegation, and you will be hearing from them very soon, and because we are here for the people. Oh, yeah. Fuck the Revival.
I think that means we're done for the night. Have yourselves a great week, everybody. Enjoy what's coming up. And we'll catch you next Sunday night immediately following No Mercy. Right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.